USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An apparent new entry in the Democratic presidential race is leading President Trump in a new national poll. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg filing paperwork a couple of days ago to be on the ballot in the Alabama primary in March. The new Morning Consult Politico poll shows Bloomberg is leading Trump by 6 percentage points among likely voters. President Trump says he's likely to release the transcript of another phone call he had with Ukraine's president. He says he'll probably do so on Tuesday, telling reporters outside the White House,
"Read the transcript. It's all about the transcript. They're having people I never even heard of, some of these people. I don't know who they are. And by the way, it's all third-hand knowledge. But regardless of what anyone says, read the transcript."
This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Authorities in Bangladesh have ordered about 500,000 people to evacuate ahead of the upcoming Cyclone Bulbul. The cyclone is expected to make landfall near one of the largest mangrove forests in the world, the Sundarbans, which is home to the endangered Bengal tigers. A dozen coastal districts are in the storm's path, and seaports are on high alert. The storm could cause wind speeds of up to 75 miles per hour, with higher gusts near the coast. In Japan, there's an outcry over what women can wear to work.
Activist Yumi Ishikawa has become the face of a social movement in Japan. And her feet, always shod in flat shoes, are not just a fashion statement. Shoes are an expression of Japan's male chauvinism, she said. It all comes down to gender equality. Taking a page from the Me Too movement, Ishikawa and tens of thousands of followers have declared war on high heels. Their campaign is Kutu, which means shoe suffering.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The original iconic Marlboro Man has died. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The original Marlboro Man died at his Colorado Springs home over the weekend at the ripe old age of 90, likely because he never actually smoked cigarettes. Bob Norris was an actor, rancher, and father who played the role of a smoking cowboy on billboards, television, and the pages of magazines for more than 12 years. Ad executives first tracked the rugged Colorado native at his ranch in Pueblo, Colorado, after seeing a photo of him in a newspaper alongside his longtime friend, John Wayne. Norris quit the business suddenly after realizing he was setting a bad example for his kids. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Three more toys have just been added to the National Toy Hall of Fame. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Magic the Gathering, a collectible and digital card game, Matchbox miniature toy cars and trucks, and The Coloring Book were the three inductees for 2019. Mattel Senior Vice President Jason Horowitz says of the Matchbox cars and trucks,
"We like to think of each car as a key to discovery and the freedom to explore the world."
The three inductees this year were selected from 12 finalists, which had met basic criteria. To date, 68 toys have been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame, located in Rochester, New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.